that's a mixtape. Make no mistake, here comes a show ready to go.
Musical hound, breaking the bound, Canadian sound, the brightest sound.
Straight to your ear, straight to your heart, shockingly new, we need a crash cart.
He's got the passion, he's got the mix.
He's got the tunes, he's got the picks.
Maritime feeling, very appealing.
Rocking and reeling, your host Brian.
Cleveland on
the mixtape.
Mixtape.
Mixtape. Mixtape.
Off our edition of the mixtape this week, that was the closing two tracks from the new Elf and Skeletons album, The Traveler. A couple of short little soundscapes for you there. Again, be sure to check out the record. We played lots of songs from this over the last couple of weeks, and again, those were just a couple of sweet closers there for you to kick off our show today. 100% new Canadian music, as we do every single week. The mixtape coming at you live from local 107.3 FM every Tuesday morning from 9 to 10 a.m. If you're listening to this live, it is April 4th, 2017. But don't worry, you might be listening to this in the future. Unlikely that you're listening in the past. Thanks to the National Campus and Community Radio Associations, Community Radio Exchange, and RadioForAll.net, where this show and very similar and very dissimilar programs are available for free syndication to community partners all over Canada. And thanks to our dozen or so partners all across this country for picking up the show. Thanks to you for supporting your local community station and checking it out. And be sure to check out your local listings for when you might be able to hear shows like this one again, and as well as shows very dissimilar to this one, as we always say. Tons of interesting things out there in your community, so be sure to check it all out. Gonna play lots of kind of instrumental and experimental stuff to kick off our show this week. Lots of really cool things coming our way through digital means. And we always get tons and tons of CDs here. If you've ever been into a community station, or this community station in particular, literally 100 CDs a week come through our doors and we check them all out. But of course, that is the CD, you know, that's kind of the things that are in the front of DJs' faces, so they get a lot of attention. But we still get tons of really awesome music through digital means as well, and we try to add as much interesting stuff as possible. And at one point in time, I was kind of thinking about having a show that was mostly all things that were submitted digitally, and we're going to kind of do that today, but it's kind of molded into more of an experimental focus. We have new releases from Use, from Starving Ghost, from 1995 Zellers, and more. So some kind of electronic stuff, some krautrock stuff, some ambient stuff, some vaporwave. So that'll kind of flavor our mix today, and then we'll see where that leads us. And we're going to kick it off here with two tracks from St. John's Use, and it is a new couple of tracks called Ailer Zung and Auto Rank is a part of the Pentagon Black compilation number 2. Highly recommend checking out these compilations. I'm not sure all the details, but I'm under the impression that it was heavily forged by members of the Famines. And last year they put out this really cool paper compilation featuring bands all across Canada, this big, huge fold out newspaper, and or I guess it's at least on newspaper print and record and more, and just all kinds of really great music from all across this country. Lots of really interesting experimental stuff in the mix. Lots of bands that you'd be familiar with on the show and many more that I'm not and that I'm looking forward to checking out. So they started that last year, I believe, and now this year they've put out the second volume, and that includes some tracks from St. John that we're going to hear today. We're going to hear the basically both of these tracks, a shorter track and a longer track. Again, they're called Ailer Zung and Auto Rank. They're here right now on the mixtape. Don't go anywhere. As always, we have 100% great new Canadian music coming your way. And keep it locked to localfm.ca as well for more details about this show and more. Here is Ailer Zung.
Thank you.
Don't say you weren't warned that we were going to get a little bit more experimental this morning than other days. That was Starving Ghosts from the new release Starving Ghosts 2, which just came out mere days ago, March 31st, 2017. You heard the two middle tracks from this four-track release called Rural, and drops some pretty cool instrumental stuff, partially loops, partially improvisation, sent our way from friend of the station, J.E. Sheehy, and friend of community media and arts all across the Maritimes, kind of building upon his first experimentations from earlier in the year. I've been meaning to play his previous release for a couple of months now since it came out in January and just haven't found the perfect fit for it. So happy to play a couple of those tracks today, and we'll be sure to play some more in the future because, again, this is just Starving Ghosts 2, which is a four-track release, but there was a debut release of six tracks back in the middle of January, and the second installment of this experimental project was recorded and edited from December until March on a cell phone, a laptop, a four-track cassette recorder, during train rides, late night and early morning sessions, and solitary hikes in remote areas. Definitely go and check this one out. The rest of it is very similar, really nice cinematic, ambient, instrumental, and sometimes melancholic post-rock from Fredericton and Moncton. And before that, we heard from Use from St. John, New Brunswick, and their new release, Eiler Zung and Auto Rank. Again, we mentioned earlier in the show about 25 minutes ago or so that this is part of the Pentagon Black compilation number 2. The previous one coming out around March of last year, 2016, featuring 24 new, never before heard or released tracks from artists such as Use, but also Century Palm, Napalm Palm, Myono, Man Meat, Pale Lips, The Protruders, and so many more. It is a 20 by 30 inch double-sided record print on paper, and it's a really cool release, certainly for folks big fans of interesting and new print media and ways to listen to and check out music. Definitely go and check this out. They are for sale, as far as I know, in regions all across Canada. There was a release and listening party here just a couple of days ago in St. John's, so there might still be copies available at Backstreet Records, or contact one of the members from Use, or just contact the creators in general, which are the Famines and Raymond Bisinger specifically. Talking about Use, their name pops up in a really cool information piece that came out this morning on Grid City Magazine, the Quality Block Party that we've been telling you about, which is happening in conjunction with the ECMAs in late April in St. John from April 26th to 30th. The schedule just came out, and Use is playing a show on Saturday, April 29th at the White Room, which is on Water Street in St. John, with Paranerd and Flower. That'll be an amazing one. Again, tons of shows to check out. Every day there's at least one or more shows, closing off with this massive dozen or so band lineup on Sunday, April 30th at Taco Pica. Kind of an all-day long show, you have to imagine. And just tons of really cool stuff happening. Very much looking forward to it happening in venues all across St. John, about six or so venues. The passes are incredibly reasonable for the opportunity to see performances from more than 50 different bands from all across this province and beyond. So definitely be sure to check out more information about this one. You're definitely not going to want to miss all the cool things happening in St. John in late April, because again, as we said, in addition to the ECMAs, which have massive parties and shows of their own happening throughout the week, we have the Quality Block Party. So it's definitely going to be a very exciting and happening and busy time in St. John. So we'll move here a little left of experimental into certainly things that are still very experimental, but a little bit more jammy and lo-fi. We're going to hear some cool vaporwave from 1995 Zellers, which is a project that you've perhaps heard on the show in the past. We played them a fair bit from their previous releases. They have a brand new record that came out March 25th. It's called After Hours. And we've heard some pretty noisy and experimental and looping things to kick off the show here. So we'll move into the slightly more, jammy's the only word I can think of. But certainly still pretty fun, instrumental and experimental. We'll hear a couple of tracks from this one, kicking off with the lead track, Commercial One, Before Hours. Again, this is the release After Hours by 1995 Zellers.
Attraction.
continuing our journey through the experimental of St. John in recent months. That was Arcangelo with their debut full-length release from the New Brunswick-based, specifically St. John-based group Arcangelo, called Vegan Songs, a follow-up to their debut February 2016 EP, Shebammed. This was a cool album recorded over the last year or so in various basements using cell phones, portable microphones, laptops, and more. Definitely very heavily sampled with, it's interesting, you know, the term vaporwave gets thrown around a lot, but as you can exhibit in the last set of music, it doesn't necessarily mean that a common sound necessarily all the time so much as a common recording technique. So, you know, you have some stuff like this. It's certainly influenced by the experimental, dancey, noisy pop and more. And then before that, we have some more lo-fi stuff from White VHS, because we heard tracks from them called Algorithm and VHS. Again, the track we heard from Arcangelo was called Nirvana. And before that, we heard from 1995 Zellers with some more traditional kind of ethereal sounding vaporwave with tracks such as Paradise, Opens January, and Commercial One Before Hours. Gonna throw another track from Arcangelo into the mix here. Really digging that sound for sure, and want to bring some more of it to you as well to check out. We're gonna hear the lead track in this one called Quiet Soft Funk. Again, it is Arcangelo, Arcangello. Certainly a fun discovery for me. Just searching through the tags of Bandcamp, totally unfamiliar with this duo. I am familiar with even Ian Livingston, who was involved in a lot of the engineering and some of the production, it seems. And you would have heard him on our show in the past years with tracks under the project name Artificer. And apparently he's involved a little bit in this project, but it is otherwise a duo from St. John. And again, from their debut full-length album, Vegan Songs, here is Quiet Soft Funk, the lead track from that release, right here, right now, on the mixtape.
Trying to leave, it resonates well. Yeah, liquor's on the spell. Shit, better hide that big case of stout. parental advisory. No supervising me with tune is so fast, it's surprising even me. Steinberg machine, mother of invention. Tune so high that they lead to ascension. At least in my intentions, my intentions mention. I'm summoning 80 winos from another dimension.
Oh,
from their newest release. That was Isolate, Deteriorate, as is often the case with a lot of the experimental and ambient records that we pull from. They can kind of stop a little abruptly because they are meant to be listened to as a whole. So definitely go and check out those ones on your own. This is from an artist called Ophelia, which is the nom de plume of Dakota Quinn. And this is his most recent release under that title, which came out just a couple of weeks ago on March 11th. Again, hopefully you enjoyed lots of very different and wild and weird experimental tunes today from the likes of Elephant Skeletons, Used, Starving Ghost, 1995 Zellers, White VHS, Archangelo, and as we just mentioned, we just heard from Ophelia. Certainly very different from some of the things we hear on the mixtape from a week-to-week basis, which, you know, is kind of focused on the, acoustic folk and rock and pop and the occasional slightly more heavy kind of thing. But really enjoyed bringing all those different artists to you. Hopefully you found a new favorite, perhaps, that you want to go and dive into more depth. Some of these artists will definitely be hearing again on the show in the very near future. Tons of great music out from all these artists. Very much from St. John, New Brunswick as well, a lot of them, and from New Brunswick as a whole. We'll be moving out of that territory to close out our show here in just a mere moment. But again, thanks so much for tuning in to the mixtape on Local 107.3 FM every Tuesday morning from 9 to 10 a.m. Every single week, a full hour of 100% new Canadian music from genres all across the board, just kind of jumping all over the place usually, and certainly always interested to hear about new music happening out there in the world that you want us to know about. So you can jump on our Facebook group, and it's just called The Mixtape. And you can send me a message. Would love to hear from you. And again, you can join that group to check out new episodes, details on upcoming episodes and the artists we played, links to download, and so much more. It is a group so that you can participate. You don't always contribute to the show. You're not here in the studio pressing the buttons and spinning the records, but you're very much a part of this show as I am out there as a listener and supporter of arts and culture in your community. Again, thanks to the NCRA and RadioForAll.net. The show is available for syndication all across Canada and beyond. So you might be listening to us on one of our many partner stations. Thanks to you wherever you're checking out the show. Again, this came out live on Local FM on the 4th of April, 2017. But you might be listening to this in the future. The good thing is music is rather timeless. So again, we're going to hear a couple of tracks here from a project I've been wanting to play for a couple of months now. I think that's been a little bit of a theme on our show today. Lots of new music, but also things that I've been trying to find the right place to play them and haven't quite got around to them. A new project by Eric Saint Laurent and Genevieve Marontet is Dr. Janowitz. It came out again in the middle of December. It's a project from Toronto, some pretty relaxing, dreamy electronic soundscapes and haunting melodies over some pretty cool electronic beats. Their new release is called Complete Unabashed Sensual Euphoria. We're going to hear the first two tracks from this one really quickly to end our show. Again, have yourselves a great week. We'll do it all again next week. Here is Eagle Nebula by Dr. Janowitz.
I grow weary of this world.